Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Today, we're going to talk about the Rose Bowl experience. Dr. Braccio is a big Spartan sports fan. He went out to the Rose Bowl, and he's going to share that experience for him to get hyped up and geeked about something is really something because he's one of the most upbeat people I know. Dr. B, how are you?
Well, I'm still riding high, Tony, in great spirits, I might add. Probably not too surprising, as you're also a good Spartan fan yourself, I might add.
Well, after last night's Florida State victory, the final AP poll is out, and Florida State, of course, is number one. Auburn's number two, and on the strength of their big Rose Bowl victory, the Michigan State Spartans finish number three ranked in the country. Pretty good stuff.
I think that's amazing, and I'll tell you how amazing it is. I think we could be number one. How does that sound? Except for a few errant calls, if you will, using kind words in that Notre Dame game. I think we ought to be in the national championship game. However, with that said, I wouldn't trade that Rose Bowl experience that I had and Michigan State people had by the thousands for anything right now, Tony. It was a once-in-a-lifetime or another in a major event, we'll say, in a lifetime. Great, great time. Spartans everywhere. It was just amazing. I lived in Manhattan Beach some years ago for a number of years. I never imagined that I'd ever see the L.A. area taken over by Sparty. And, Tony, it did happen. It was absolutely amazing.
Hondo Carpenter is the editor and publisher of SpartanNation.com. They're a credentialed reporter for Michigan State Athletics. And Hondo told me that he thinks this is a different day in Michigan State football, that a lot of kids that are thinking about going to college to play football, they don't know anything but Michigan State success in football as we've beaten Michigan five out of the last 6 years. We've got bowl victories, including the Rose Bowl. And with the showing that we saw in the media out in L.A., I heard that was amazing.
Well, it really was amazing. And even the L.A. Times and even the L.A. Laker announcer, I mean, it was kind of a love fest in a way, and that's the only way I can put it. I had more people coming up and talking to me, not just me. Everywhere I was, there were Spartans, and I met Spartans, including those in their 80s, 70s, 60s, all the way down younger, to young kids, all there in a positive, giddy way, Tony. It was just amazing. In fact, any beach town, because my wife and I were going to beach towns where I went, we stayed in Manhattan Beach, like I said, where I used to live. But when we were over in Redondo Beach, just as an example, the pier is just loaded. Beautiful weather, I might add. And I swear, 7 out of 8, or 8 out of 10, whatever you want to say, were all in green and white, people asking me to take pictures of, you know, anyone, everyone, I should say, are taking pictures of each other. We can ask someone. Everyone is just very, very happy. It was a very euphoric, positive experience. And then to get to the Rose Bowl and then to get in it and believe it's a home game, I'd say 60-65% of the crowd was Spartan green. And again, Tony, one of those moments where everybody is together, everybody is united, everyone is having a great time. And then after the game, which of course was an amazing game and a huge, as we know, success from a television network, let alone those that were there, no one wanted to leave. I think we were near an hour and a half after that game ended. I mean, nobody wanted to leave. Everybody was talking. Then we get out in front, you know, out of the stadium, and still everybody is talking, everybody is just excited. So it was one of those pulled-together events, and as you mentioned, if you're a young person growing up in Michigan, you know, you've seen the Spartans 5 of 6 over Michigan in the past 6 years, and you've seen this done with players, many of which no one would have expected. When you have, you know, you have Ellsworth, you have, I believe, Templeton, were both walk-ons coming onto a team. You've got Cook, who was called a two-star. You've got Calhoun, who was a two-star. You have to give credit to the D'Antonio team that they've been able to take the players they have, many of which, I might add, are, you know, certainly highly ranked, but they've also taken a lot of guys that just wanted an opportunity, it would appear. And they've put them in, and they've turned them into very important cogs in a system. So there are a huge number of storylines to this Michigan State team. But the Rose Bowl storyline is one that's going to be covered for years and remembered. I ran into one older couple from the Detroit area in their 80s, talked to them. They've been to every Rose Bowl. And when I talked to the gentleman, I said, well, do you think this is it? He says, heck no, I want to come back again. And I thought, well, good, I like that. Here's somebody who's still ready to come, a Spartan, still walking ramrod straight, walking a little slower maybe, but ready for another one. And I think that was the general attitude. But no question, this was a long-held, if you will, desire. There was a drive. This just broke all the emotional gates. People wanted to be there. People were willing to borrow money to go there. They wanted to experience this as a Spartan and to do it. And those that went loved it, and those that didn't will want to go the next time, no question.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WYL. Let's check out his website at drjohnb.com. Sir, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Tony, you're a champion, buddy.